So I'm sitting there in the counseling office with my counselor in high school. You know, those old kind of funky smelling rooms that look like they're from something from the 60s. At least that's how my high school was. Oh, my high school is actually where they filmed Clueless. It's called Grant High School. But yeah, it's like kind of an old, just want to throw that in there, kind of an old rackety building, kind of. And then the counselors are going up and down, and they call you in, and you're just sitting there, and they ask you, okay, what do you like, what kind of electives are you interested? And they don't really give you that many options. You know that there's all kinds, but they're kind of only going to tell you one or two, or I don't even know how they decide. And then you go kind of through the same process again when you're in college. At least I went through it in high school and in college, and both times I remember there was a class that interested me, I was interested in. And in high school, I think it was under graphic design, which is where there would you would do like some kind of Photoshop stuff, some stuff on a program called Adobe PageMaker. There was another thing called Hyper Studio Max, which other ones can I remember. But I remember one of them was supposed to help you make websites. And in college it was called New Media. And one of my professors, she'd always be talking about new media, new media. She was big into I think she did stuff with the CD-ROM, and I guess new media, they would teach you how to use Flash, and one of the first things they would teach you was making like an HTML website. And so I did end up taking this new media class in college, and I remember when they're telling you that the tags to like set up a page, and this one does this, this one's gonna do that, and then you follow this instru these instructions to a T, like it's a little cookbook, and then you get really excited because you get the page to load or render, and what you did comes out, and it's not always going to come out on the first. And then you mess around with it a little, you want to add something, and somehow you broke a table and it all got crooked and things got all weird. But yeah, that happened. So I was always excited to make a website. And oh yeah, website. I thought it was so cool. And then I started making like these little websites that we could make. And I think one of the I had done a study abroad at my community college, and so I made one of I think it was Costa Rica is the one I made it for, just a little something on ecotourism, and I was like, oh, so excited! Yeah, I got my page up. It was right there on the school server, so it was able to be hosted on around the world. They gave us the hosting, so that was cool. And then I always wanted that Photoshop stuff was so cool to me. And then later on, once I started my own website, like when I got fired from my job, that's on another episode, but I got fired from my job. I remember, oh, I've made like websites kind of, and I had helped a friend make set up a shopping cart with like a website builder that did all the shopping cart stuff for her. So I kind of put these two things together when I finally wanted to make my own website. And yeah, I got it done. But looking back at it, setting up a website and still to this day is a lot of hard work if you're gonna do it from scratch, and it's really something you should not be wasting your time on. If you're a business owner, there's way better things you could be doing. And I was just thinking about this because now I use a product. It's like a survey, I guess it's a tool called ClickFunnels, which is what I've used to help the realtors with run their ads. And it's so easy to use. I learned this program from another Amazon seller who was using it to build a email list. His name's Brian Bowman. He's the one that kind of came up with, well, that I learned the whole concept of, hey man, we need to get our customer, because I was selling on Amazon, and I didn't have customer data. It was all held by Amazon. So I needed a way to get like their phone numbers or emails. And so decided, okay, let's figure out how to get this information. At first I was just scraping it right off Amazon, which they probably frowned on and was not supposed to be doing that. But that's okay. That's for another story. So then I was doing this, learning it from him, how you could use this program called ClickFunnels. And it was so easy. It was just like three main things you needed to learn, like this color, like the green things will do this. And it was pretty easy to learn. And so that's when I was like, oh, my brother's a realtor. I could help him with his real estate stuff. And they let me do it. And it was not hard to do. It was like, you know, looking back at it over all that time I had spent learning how to make websites when you would code them by hand and be right there in a Dreamweaver right there in Adobe. One was called a Dreamweaver. I also used FrontPage and what was the other one called? I forgot the other one, but Dreamweaver and FrontPage are the ones I remember right now. You had to learn all these tags and make sure you use proper punctuation and for coding, where you had to open stuff with these curly brackets and semicolons and put in fonts and represented by it was a lot of things you needed to memorize, but the program would help you a little. But with this ClickFunnels, it's just graphic. It's like, oh, you want text here, you drag this thing, it's gonna make some text appear there. So that program has been very amazing. So once I didn't have to worry so much about all the technicals, remembering how to code this and that, your mind could focus on different things, something more important, like the actual offer. Like for the real estate stuff, I didn't have to worry about all the other, you know, website stuff. And I just think about what do people want? And I could worry about the ad. Okay, for the ad. Okay, the ad needs to have a good offer. And then I learned about this thing called congruency. Your ad needs to look and sound and feel like the website you're sending people to, which is, you know, a concept, you know, I wouldn't have really thought about because I was too busy worrying with technicals. But, you know, once you have some other stuff taken care of, like say, you know, the website was so easy to build, you could start thinking about that stuff and get into the minutia of the, like the psychology. And it made a lot of sense. It's like, yeah, if you're talking to people here like this, and then they see this image and then they click through and it doesn't match up, they're going to freak out and run away and close the window. I mean, it sounds like common sense, but when you're so overwhelmed trying to make everything look nice and sound nice, you don't even think about it. So you definitely have to plan these things out in order for them to come out good. But having the right tools is a big help. Like this program, ClickFunnels, it could tie into it could do your email, like say someone registers, gives you their email address. It has this built-in thing that's going to spit back an email like saying, thank you. Not only will it do that, it's going to spit back the email to them, but then it's going to fill out like a spreadsheet for you of all this these contacts or customer information that you're going to have access to. And it could even send you a text or even the person a text notifying them that they've been added. Then it sends them to something you call a thank you page, which lets them, you know, just see, oh yeah, yeah, I'm added, and make another offer. But yeah, it was very important to learn that in the psychology, not only the whole congruency thing, you also need to make sure you only make like one offer at a time. Because people, if you give them too many offers at once, and it kind of also freaks them out. So I've learned that from other people that are in this space. But yeah, we were able to get right there in that first month when I ran that. I think I probably still have a screenshot. Maybe I'll put it up. We ran Facebook ads, and we were getting customer contacts, leads, whatever you want to call them, for about $5. It was under $5. It was something under that. I think one of the first months we got like 45 contacts, more or less. And you know, that was just seeing what other people were doing and not having to worry about all the technology in the back, thanks to this program called ClickFunnels, which is really cool. So, you know, I definitely check that out if you don't want to be there setting up a WordPress site and adding plugins and setting up hosting and all that. This ClickFunnels things, it has your hosting. The hosting is like where the computer space out in the internet or the cloud. It has some built-in, like, you know, templates that are ready to go. You just drag and drop what you want there. And it has the whole thing to collect the emails and phone numbers and send out emails and send out text messages. So it's a good system. I definitely recommend it. If your business needs something to capture customer information, you know, and actually make them take an action on something, like to distribute a coupon to get them to come in, to send in a text message to you or something like that. Because a regular website, you know, what's the point of telling people you're all about us and all this if they're not going to take an action? Yeah, it's nice that they're going to know, oh yeah, the restaurant started in 1950, but is that getting you reservations? Is that getting people on the phone? So I definitely check out a program like ClickFunnels. There's other ones. There's Lead Pages, but the one I've liked is ClickFunnels. It could handle credit card payments. That's also cool. Membership stuff. But yeah, you know, what's like a tool or a skill you always wanted to learn, but you didn't really get to maybe finish, or say you did learn it, you realized that maybe there was something that was more important than that skill that you found out later down the line. Like, that's kind of what happened to me was, yeah, it's nice to be able to make a website and everything, but if you don't know what to put on it and how to make a message and an offer to get people to take action, it is pointless. Like, which one's going to make you more is the question. Yeah, they're both important skills, but which one gets you to your goal faster, or which one do you enjoy doing more? It's just things to think about. All right, so I'm going to put this one under the ricardoleon.com/FB4RE, the number 4, FB4RE. And then we'll just put this episode there. All right, cool. Thanks for listening. So have you ever realized you're telling someone new, or just someone in general, the same story or explaining the same concept you already explained to a lot of other people? Yeah, that kind of happens, at least to me sometimes. And that's kind of the reason I'm doing this podcast. It's really not easy to do a podcast. It's kind of feels kind of weird, you know people are gonna be listening to it, people are gonna hear your voice, wonder what the heck is this guy talking about. It takes a lot out of you, but sometimes I realize that I'm trying to explain just different things about what I learned on Amazon or doing Facebook marketing for realtors or just other businesses in general. You think, oh, it's pretty, you know, it's not nothing too amazing, but then you realize, wow, it's pretty valuable information, because you're there talking to that person and you see the way they're reacting, like, oh wow, this is so interesting. And then you know you've told this story a million times. So that's kind of the reason I'm doing this, because it's like a lot of things that I've learned just by doing some of this stuff and following other podcasts, reading and taking courses, that I think it'd be easier if I just record this and share what I've learned in this way. And since I'm not really a writer, I don't really like to sit down and write and sit there. It just doesn't come out natural to me. Video, I feel kind of weird in front of it. I'll do it, but there's more variables to be worrying about. Like, did you have a good haircut? And are you looking the right direction? And all that kind of stuff. So for me, the audio thing is just the route I think I'll go, because it comes out natural. Apparently, I like to talk a lot. So just wanted to kind of explain why I'm doing, going this route on this, and see if I could help business owners or, interview other people and just tell each other stories, and just put out the information we've learned, so that others could take advantage of, the tools and the strategies that have already been tried. And audio is just an easy form, because you could just get in your car, listen to it, or when you're walking around, turn on your headphones in on your phone or whatever, and just listen to it. It's and I learn easiest through audio. I remember we would take that back in the day, it was called the CTBS test in elementary and junior high. And I think they called this the Stanford 9. Who knows what they call it now. And I would take that test, and I would always score 99, because that's the highest you could do, on the listening skills part of those tests. So, just going along with what works for me. So that's just because I actually think a lot of people learn that way best. And that's part of the reason I think podcasts are growing in popularity, and why, smart speakers like the Alexas and the Google, what is it called? Google Home? Google, I don't know what they call it, are going to be growing. So it's definitely a route to go. And so just share what you know, share your experiences that way. I think it's a good way to go. So just kind of wanted to share that. And another reason that I'm doing the podcast, it actually helps me learn more when I'm like, say, at a conference taking a course, because then when I'm listening to it or doing it, I'm telling myself in the back of my head, how am I going to explain this on my podcast? How am I gonna share this with others now that I know I'm just not going to do it on one-on-one conversations? Now I know that I have a time that I'm going to be sit down and record this, and I have to really think through about how do I make it in a way that is easy to understand for people. So that's just another benefit of going this route. So I just wanted to kind of share that also. And another reason for it is it also, not only will I be doing that as I say I'm taking a course or something, or say the other way it works is like, say I'm doing something or just have an experience that day or a story or hear something, I'll be more actively listening to, how could I apply that to talk about this? I think it's healthy for your brain. So it's almost like journaling. It is, I guess it is journaling, just without writing, because I don't like to write. So and I don't know how long I should make these. I'm probably gonna not make these more than 30 minutes is my plan. I'm gonna have a support page to go with each episode. So if I talk about a certain tool or say a cheat sheet or some resource that could go along with the episode, say a video, some pictures, whatever, I'll put those up on the page that's going to go for the episode, so that we'll have a resource right there. So it's not just audio. And so get that stuff out there. I'll put those on my website. My website's actually, what's my website? TheRicardoLeon.com. The Ricardo Leon. That's T-H-E, Ricardo, R-A-R-I-C-A-R-D-O, L-E-O-N.com. Yeah, that's the domain I got. I wanted Ricardo Leon, .com, but it was taken, so I couldn't get that. So apparently, I think the other guy that owns it is like some sort of musician is the other person that has my same name. So we're fighting for domains. So I'm at TheRicardoLeon.com, and I throw that up on my Instagram and Facebook and all that kind of stuff. What else? Yeah, so just going to pause here.